Welcome to the Christmas special of Sincerely Jennifer. I'm Jennifer Wan, and we are about to have some Christmas fun. And it's mandatory, so get into it.
Hi, it's Christmas and things. Yes. I am currently wrapping some gifts. We are gonna share some Christmas poems, a little Christmas song. Oh fuck, this tape's out, for goodness sake. Oh, luckily I got some more. How do I open this? Where was I? Yes, Christmas. We're going to be doing that. I've got a ton of presents to wrap. I started wrapping presents last weekend. I did about 6 and then I gave up. And that took me about 4 hours because she's the worst. But... I'm hoping you guys can motivate me to finish the rest because I got loads to do. No elves to help me. So, oh, fuck. I can't get the end on this tape. Oh, I've got it. Here we go. It's a lovely present for my mum. She enjoys it. I'm just sticking down a gift pack so she'll know who it's from. There we go. Sorted. Now, I don't want to lose the end of this, so I'm literally sticking it to my bottle of drink so I can keep the end of it. Now, as you heard in our little intro there, it's Christmas. We're doing Christmas fun. Let's do it. It's mandatory. I will not take no for an answer. I'm currently holding scissors. Don't really know how that helps me to force you into anything because you're literally listening to this away from me. Like, I'm not there with you, but you can imagine that I am, and I'm the terrible ghost of Christmas shit, and I'm shaking my fist at you and I'm saying, come on, let's fucking do some Christmas, cheer up. I honestly, like, that's what I need at the moment. I need my own ghost of Christmas shit standing there with some scissors and a stern look saying, fucking cheer up, love. Because I want to do Christmas, but there's loads of stuff I've got to do to make that happen. I've got a defrosted turkey for 3 fucking days because I had a turkey related mishap. I don't remember if I've talked about this on the podcast or not, but if I haven't, I'm telling you now, and if I have, sorry. I ordered it because I get paranoid every year that they're gonna run out. I feel very stupid now because I was in the shop yesterday and there was like a billion turkeys, but so I ordered it like weeks ago. And they were like, oh, you know, because, you know, sometimes when you order shopping online and they have to substitute stuff that they don't have. So they were like, oh, we didn't have this turkey that you ordered, but don't worry, we've got you this one instead and we're not going to charge you the extra. I look at it on the fucking order receipt. It's like it's almost 5 kilograms. It's like 4.8 or something. And I'm like, I'm going to have turkey for the rest of my life. I don't even know that this is going to fit in my oven. I have to defrost this for 3 days. Oh, God. She was anxious. But you know what? We're going to try and make it work. It's going to be fine. It's all going to be fine, you know. I got my turkey problems. I got all this wrapping to do. Christ. But you know what? I've got a tree up. I've got some decorations up. It's fine. It's really fine, she lied.
My baby rides a red motorcycle, and she drives down from the north, from the north. Oh. And I'm the only lady on her list, and I'm melting her fingertips, and I've been real good. This year, yeah, yeah. And her daddy knows that it's true. Her daddy knows that it's true. I never strayed or misbehaved. Not once the whole year through. And the snow is falling tonight. It's so cold outside, but my baby. Just up in a wrap for me, and I got her cookies on the bedside table. I look at her and I say, no, well. Oh baby, you know me so well, my baby. You know me so well, my baby, baby. And I've been real good this year, I swear. I swear I've been so good to you. Show me what good girls can do, baby. She drives down from the North Pole, my baby. She's come especially for me. I'm the only lady on her list. I'm melting her fingertips.
For the longest time, I have always wanted to have one of those beauty advent calendars, you know, the ones with makeup in. And I've never got myself one before, but I decided to this year. So I'm recording this on the 10th of December, so we're opening day 10. Let's see what we've got. It's had some good stuff in it so far, like eyeshadow. Lip gloss, it's been nice. What is this? What is that? Oh, it's a lip liner. Oh, that's cute. I'm gonna look very, very glam on Christmas Day because I've essentially got like a bunch of makeup already. Christmas glam was kind of, sorry, I've now got wrapping paper over here. It's all good. Christmas glam was kind of what I was thinking of and what I was going for with that song with Red Motorcycle. Because when I wrote it originally, like it was gonna, like the production that I kind of had in mind and that I kind of worked on in the beginning was very kind of was a bit kind of soft rock and, you know, with a bit of sort of a pop sound as well, kind of mixed in. And I thought, no. This is not very Christmassy, Mark. So, I'm pretty sure on another episode I've also recently quoted that Peep Show quote. So sorry if you're sick of it. So I went away and I thought about it. And I thought, what kind of sound do I want? And then I had this memory in my head many, many years ago. It was around Christmas time. And I was going to visit somebody in the hospital. And I can never remember whether it's Guy's Hospital or St. Thomas's Hospital in London. Both of them are interchangeable in my mind, even though they're definitely not. But it was one of them, okay? And so we're walking through the hospital to go up to the ward, and I could hear piano. And I was like, God, what is this? What is this? And someone was playing someone to watch over me. And I just remember it just sounded really beautiful, you know, because it's all a bit echoey because, you know, the hospital's quite big. And there was a piano there and someone was just playing it. And I was like, oh, my God. And then after, when we were driving home, we sort of drove through London and we could see all these Christmas lights and it was very beautiful. And so that memory just kind of inspired a completely different kind of production, and I was like, I want kind of soft piano, I want some strings, that's what I want, that's what this song is gonna be. And so I redid it, and then I re-recorded the vocals, and I thought, okay, this is it, this is what I want. That's much better. You know, and it just felt more Christmassy, I don't know. You know, it took me until about August to write it, and I was a bit anxious about it because I'm used to writing these songs sort of around sort of late spring so I can get everything ready and all that, but it took me a while this year, I don't know why. But I thought, you know, seducing Santa Claus, we already did that. We did that last year. Let's seduce somebody else in the Christmas royal family. and let's just seduce Santa's daughter who rides a motorcycle and will come to visit me, and it'll be really great and very Christmassy and sexy. It'll be fabulous. So I was like, yeah, we'll just write that, because I didn't want to go back to kind of writing something a bit sad and somber for Christmas. I was like, no, I want something a bit hopeful and nice. You know, it's nice to be nice at Christmas. It really is. It really is. So I decided that was what I was going to do. And I filmed the video with my wonderful friend Mercedes. We filmed it in London. We had a lovely day. I wanted it to be kind of like, you know, home movies. I was kind of a little bit more than a little bit inspired by the video for All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey, because I've always loved that music video. I love that it's this kind of, you know, home movies, adorable kind of moment, and I think it's so cute. And I was like, I kind of want to do that, but, you know, there's this kind of vibe throughout the whole video of like, you know, oh, it's these two girls, will they get together? Maybe they will, maybe there's emotions going on, maybe there's some feelings, because it's Christmas. So we had a lovely day, and we went to see my brother, because he works up in London, and it was wonderful to get to see him and hang out, and we got so many lovely clips of all the lights and everything going on. And London is it's featured a lot in my Christmas music videos, purely because it looks so beautiful. It really, really does. And I think that, you know, I'm very lucky to live so close to a city that looks so nice around this time of year. Shout out to Sadiq Khan. He's a real one. We love him. Christmas cheer creeps out of the cupboard it has called home for the last year, and I'm anxiously arranging the resilient plastic prettiness into some kind of chaotic order. Surrounded by gold and silver, Dior on a dollar, I am desperate to dazzle this December because I am the hostess with the most angst and insecurity, so please be gentle with me. I don't know how I'm going to wrap this. I actually don't know, genuinely. I'm trying to wrap up. I can actually tell you what this is because it's for my mum's dog and dogs don't listen to podcasts, so I should be fine. It is a little squeaky ball. Apparently it lights up as well. So I got him that for Christmas. How am I going to wrap this? I don't know. We'll see. It will be an adventure. I live in the wrapping paper with penguins on. Nice. Okay. One more squeak for the road. Oh, shit. So, that which you just heard, I wrote that after I put my Christmas tree up. As I said on a previous episode, I had a little strike of luck in that I. I had basically left it in the cupboard completely decorated, so. That was fantastic of me. So it was quite quick, but I felt very insecure about decoration. I remember when I was a kid and at my grandma's house, she used to, oh my God, she used to go all out. She'd have obviously the tree. She'd have tree decorations everywhere. She used to have chocolate on the Christmas tree, which never lasted until Christmas. Ceiling decorations, Christmas cards all over. She'd hang them up on the doors. So they'd be all over the place. She had all these Christmas ornaments that did songs, and so they'd be sort of all over the place as well. And it looked very lovely. And I don't have that, so I was like, oh God, that's, you know, I don't know, I just suddenly felt this insecurity of like, what if my house doesn't look Christmassy enough and they leave? I mean, that's not likely to happen, you know, because if you drive over to someone's house with the intention of having Christmas dinner at their house and getting all your presents, you're not going to leave just because it's not decorated enough, right? Like, at the very least, you'll stay for dinner. I mean, you might judge them in your head, but, like, you're not going to leave, right? But I don't know. Besides, they're my family. They're kind of obliged to stay, but it doesn't stop me being paranoid about it. And so I decided, okay, we're going to try and do some more. We're going to do some more. I was a bit nervous about like putting lights in the window, so I didn't. But what I did do instead, I got this like, I don't know what to call it. They felt like jelly. It was very strange, but it's like, you know, like a writing decoration. Basically, it says Merry Christmas. And I stuck it up in the window, and that's nice. And then I got some ceiling decorations. Oh, where's my pen? There it is. And I tried to put them up. And I got one up with no incident, and it looked fabulous, and I was very happy. And then, oh my God, tried to put the second one up, had a bit of a disaster. And it just sort of broke. So then I decide, it's fine. I decide to fix it up with sellotape. So it looks a bit broken, but it's trying its best. So I feel like it's fine. But I guess we'll see. My family are polite. They'll be fine about it. They're not going to be like, well, this looks like a fucking state. You've failed. You've absolutely failed at Christmas. We're leaving and we're excluding you from the family forever. They're not going to do that. They might be thinking it in their heads, but they're not going to do it. At least they better not. I'd be well out of order. Okay, it's time for the Christmas Q&A. I let you guys know that I'm doing shit. I think I'm about to run out of wrapping paper. Hang on. Okay, hang on. Yeah, so I did say Instagram, ask me some questions, and we're gonna answer them now. I've picked out some of your questions. I've obviously filtered out the inappropriate ones. So we're going to get into that. I'm also wrapping stuff still. I will probably be wrapping forever. But not in a cool way. So, are you good at cooking Christmas dinner? Do you know what? I actually think maybe I am, because... you know, I've kind of come into my own with it a bit. Like, I was very anxious last few years about it, but I'm doing all right and I feel pretty good about it. So, you know, I haven't really had any complaints. So, you know, but then again, it might just be my family is super polite and I'm actually shit. But I choose to believe that actually I'm quite good, because I obviously was eating it as well, and it was really nice. So. Yeah, I am good at cooking Christmas dinner, we've decided. That is a thing. Yes, definitely. Why haven't you written a pop sounding Christmas song? That's a fair question, I suppose. Because I don't really make that kind of music, I guess. I mean, I have elements of pop in things I write sometimes, but I don't write kind of pure pop music. One thing that I will say, I think I said this before, but you know, I may as well say it again. Writing pure pop music is a lot harder than people think it is. And producing, you know, kind of pure pop is a lot harder than most people realise. And it's not what I do. So that's why. And some people might say, oh, just, you know, fucking write something a bit cheery, it's Christmas. And I would say to those people, no. But, you know, I've written some cheery stuff, I guess. I mean, Christmas Kiss is kind of cheery, I guess. Daddy Claus is cheery if you're a scammer. And Red Motorcycle is not, like, depressing. It's got kind of, you know, a very lush production style. And it's very romantic. I wouldn't say it's depressing. It's not pop sounding, of course. Not really. But, well, not in the current... iteration of what pop is, of course. I mean, there was a time back in the day when it would have sounded exactly like, you know, what pop was at that period, which is what I love about music. I love that genres shift and change over the years. It's so fascinating to me. I've really kind of got into kind of like musical history over the last year. It's something I'm really interested in, learning the different ways that genres have evolved, production styles have evolved over the years. It's something that really fascinates me. But yes, you know, at one point in history, something like Red Motorcycle would have been, you know, pop music. But alas, it is not this time period, so... but, you know, maybe... Oh, shit. Oh, God. I just accidentally sort of stabbed through the wrapping paper with my pen. My bad. Yeah, maybe one day I will. But currently, no plans. No plans. What's the next question? But I'm also writing, so I'm trying to concentrate, but also... Because I can't really do that. I can't write things down and also concentrate and talk and... Because some of us are dumb, you know? It is what it is. do you have a favourite Christmas carol? Muppet. No, I'm joking. I'm not sure if this question is asking me about Christmas carol... favourite Christmas carol is in like songs, or whether it's asking me my favourite adaptation of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. So I'm going to answer both ways, because I have answers for both. So my favourite Christmas carol is, oh God, I've got two. So, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, because I have this memory of going to a carol concert as a kid and hearing that, and it sounded really beautiful, and it's kind of always stuck with me and been a very special thing for me for that reason. And Silent Night, because same reason basically, but also it's been brilliantly used in film and television for years, and I find that very interesting and I love it. My favourite use of it actually is in the 2020 Christmas episode of EastEnders, on the Christmas Eve episode, when they play it when they're all at the carol concert in the square and Ian's stalker does the big reveal and it's a big moment. I'm not going to say what else happens because spoilers, but it's great Christmas television and I would very much recommend watching that. My favourite adaptation of Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, again, I've got two. Muppet Christmas Carol, obviously. But also, there was a version of Christmas Carol on, I think it was ITV, and they had Ross Kemp, who played Grant Mitchell in EastEnders, and also he's done like a bunch of documentaries where he like goes into prisons and goes to deserts or something. I didn't watch that, obviously, but I've watched EastEnders. And it's one of my favourite adaptations, because it's really dark, but it's also slightly camp, and it's so much fun to watch, and Ross Kemp is really good in it. I mean, he's great in everything, I'm sure, but, well, I don't know, because I've only seen that in EastEnders, but you know what I mean. but it was really fun, and I really enjoyed watching it. And I remember watching it as a kid, because it was on TV when I was a kid, and my mum taped it, because she knew we'd want to watch it, because, oh, it's the guy from EastEnders. Oh, but he's Scrooge now. That's so cool. And it's just a really cool kind of modern day retelling. I mean, it's not modern now, of course. It's not modern now because it was made in the 2000s. And, you know, they still had things like video players and, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, it was modern when I was a kid. And it's kind of nostalgic for me. So it's one that I like to revisit every now and again. This is going to be hard to wrap, I fear. Next question. Why do British people go to the pub at Christmas? Seems strange to me. Love from the USA. Well, love to the USA as well. pub at Christmas. I've only done that once, I think. I haven't done it since. But I think it's, you know, just a, I don't know. Because for some people in the UK, going to the pub is a very, you know, it's a very nice activity. You know, you can spend time with people, have a chat, you know, have a nice drink, and it's a good atmosphere. I don't really go to the pub a lot myself because I've got no social skills. I mean, I have a couple of places I'll go sometimes, but it's not something I do on a regular basis. Like, it's more like, you know, going to the pub is a night out for me, so I'm not really the sociable type. But, you know, for some people, they'll just go to the pub after work, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, you know, going out for a Christmas drink on Christmas Day, it's nice. You can spend time with your friends, with your neighbours, with your family, that kind of thing. As I discussed last year on the last Christmas episode, some people, they'll go on a little walk as well for Christmas. I think it's just about getting out, you know, seeing people that maybe don't live with you. So yeah, I think that's just what it is. It's certainly not an important commentary on British drinking culture. She lied. Some people, they'll just go, you know, for a Christmas drink and they'll have something non-alcoholic. It happens. There are dozens of them. Do you like Christmas crackers? Ooh. No, not really. And I have a very specific reason for that. And that reason is that they come with little hats in. And I don't like that because people will expect me to wear that hat and I don't want to. I'm not really one for hats these days. I used to have, you know, hats that I would wear sometimes because I thought that they were very cool and interesting. I probably look like a dick, but, you know, never mind. But I'm not really into hats these days. And, you know, there's kind of like paper hats, like, and I don't like it. But when you pull the cracker, everyone says, oh, put your hats on. And I'm like, I don't want to, but I have to because, you know, peer pressure is 10 times as bad when it comes from your family. So yeah, I'm not really a fan of Christmas crackers, if I'm honest. But everybody else is, so, you know, you've got to get them. And I have. So, does it feel like Christmas is less Christmassy since COVID, or is it just me? Interesting question. I don't know. I mean, I've kind of undernarred, you know, one minute I'm in the Christmas spirit and then the next I'm just like, I can't be arsed with all this. So I've kind of gone in and out, but to be fair, I did that before COVID anyway. So, I don't know. I think for some people it might, definitely. One of the things with COVID, and I think that this is something that, that as a society we're not really discussing, is that for some people, you know, it was a really difficult time and they're still kind of trying to get themselves back to a good place. It does feel, I mean, you know, this is just what I think, obviously, but, you know, it does kind of feel like there was this expectation that the public just, you know, you've got to move on now. Virus is gone, you've got to move on, you know, just, you know, get back out there, get earning, get spending. And I think there are some people that have things that need to be resolved, and that's not going to happen if they're effectively just being forced to just go back and pretend like everything's normal. So that could be why for some people they're not really feeling, you know, in the spirit of the season, as they say, because, you know, they've still got things they need to talk about, things they need to say, and there's not really a space being made for people to do that. That's a really, really interesting question. Thank you. But I do hope that maybe we can help you to get, you know, feeling a bit more Christmassy. I really hope so. Were you ever in the nativity at school? Which part did you play? I know that we had a nativity in school. I was probably in it because I was an obnoxious theatre child. I don't remember though. I don't remember who I was. I want to say an angel, but I don't really remember. So I can't say with any certainty, I'm afraid. I probably was an angel. Because, you know, it's a generic, you know, part for girls in the minds of people that cast nativities. I don't think I would have wanted to be Mary. Which seems weird because obviously Mary is effectively the female lead, but I don't know, I just probably felt in my childhood mind that the angel was more important. So in my mind, I'm thinking I definitely would have wanted the part of the angel, so I probably got it. I don't know. I don't remember. I might ring my mum and ask her, but hey mum, do you remember something from several decades ago that's really insignificant, because I need to know for a podcast. She'll love that. What is your favorite Christmas TV special? Oh god, loads. So I was watching, yeah, that should be enough. A stream the other day, Limmy was watching and reacting to the Cilla Black Christmas special. And oh my god, I've never seen anything like it. It was astounding. You know, I honestly, I was like, wow, this aired? Oh my god. Like, it was incredible. Absolutely incredible. But, like, in a bad way, I mean, just so you know. But when I was a kid, I don't really remember us having stuff like that. I mean, maybe there was, and I just wasn't watching it, and therefore don't remember. But I don't really remember stuff like, you know, celebrity hosts, you know, this, you know, Christmas special sort of situation. But they kind of came back when I was a teenager, because Anton Deck had one, I think, Michael McIntyre, all that carry on. So stuff like that, I don't really remember or have much of a fondness for. But Christmas episodes of things? Oh, I love that shit. Live for it, die for it. So some of my favourites. The Vicar of Dibley. The Christmas lunch incident. Oh my god. I will watch that when it's not even Christmas. Like, it's such good television. It's fucking hilarious. Dawn French, she's gorgeous, she's funny, we love her. Just the whole episode, top to bottom, is so fucking funny. It absolutely kills me. And as somebody who often can't say no to people, I really related to Geraldine in that entire episode. My favourite Simpsons Christmas episode is Marge Be Not Proud. It's absolutely amazing. And I think about it all the time. It's because Bart is one of my favourite Simpsons characters. So any episode where Bart gets the spotlight and gets to be kind of a bit more human, you know, and gets to have more to him than just, oh, he's a bit of a troublemaker. I love that. Bart is my favourite, so we stand. But it's such a wholesome, lovely episode. And I love the ending. It makes me emotional because I'm losing control of my life. So absolutely love that. The Bleakening, Bob's Burgers. I absolutely fucking adore that episode. It's a two-parter, which is incredible because I love Bob's Burgers. So the more of that I can get, the better. I like the first and I think it's the third Glee Christmas specials. I didn't like the first one for a while, but then it just became nostalgic to me, I guess. I love EastEnders, obviously. Love my EastEnders, love my Christmas EastEnders. There's quite a few of the older Christmas episodes that I will go back and watch quite nostalgically. A couple of years ago, I got on Prime Video... I got a box set. They had a box set of EastEnders Christmas episodes, and I bought it the second I saw it, and it has served me so well. I will just sit and watch them, and I'm just happy as hell, because who doesn't want to watch depressing people living in the East End of London? Who doesn't want to watch that? But I love the drama. I love just how chaotic it is, how ridiculous it is. It's just absolutely fantastic, in my opinion. Gavin and Stacey, I much prefer the first Christmas special to the second one. I like the second one, but like it was not as good as the first one, I think. Which, you know, to be fair, the cast, you know, have been apart for like over a decade or something, so fair enough. But I much prefer the first one. Oh, what else? There's Christmas episodes of Boston Legal that I really like as well, and I always watch them. I tend to watch them around Christmas time. So yeah, I would say those are my favourites. Let me just check. I'm sorry, I'm just making sure that I haven't accidentally left the price tag on this, because that would be terrible. Okay, no, we're good. Right, what's next? Will we get a music video for the Daddy Claus remix? Probably not. No, probably not. I would imagine no, because it's probably not going to be released as a single. It's only going to be released, you know, on the bonus track for the reissue of Christmas Kiss. So it's not typical to make a music video for like a bonus track, so probably not. No, sorry. But also, like, the song, because it's a sort of a more modern style remix, rather than being, you know, kind of like an old style remix where the song changes significantly, it would feel a bit strange doing a remix video when the song is like 75% the same. So that would feel a little bit strange. And I like the video for the original, so I don't really want to expand on that, if I'm honest. What is your favorite Christmas dessert? Oh god, Christmas dessert is always difficult for me because I don't really like any of the traditional things, you know. I don't like mince pies, I don't like Christmas pudding, I don't really like Yule log. What I tend to do is I'll get myself, like, you know, some mini apple pies, and I'll just have that with some ice cream or something. I think that's quite nice. I tell you what, I haven't seen it in the shops. I don't know if they still do it or not. They probably do, I just don't go to the right shops to see it. But Viennetta. Does anyone know Viennetta? Anyone remember that? But it's lovely. We used to have that at my great-grandmother. She'd always have a Viennetta around Christmas time. So we wouldn't go there for Christmas, but we'd go up there sort of around Christmas time to see everybody and swap presents and that. But we'd take the presents home and open Christmas Day. We wouldn't have them then. But she'd always have a Viennetta. And oh my God, absolutely beautiful. You used to be able to. This is like way, 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 way back in the day. I don't think they do it anymore. They have their own ice cream now, I would imagine. But they used to. You used to be able to get a Viennetta at KFC. It was like a whole thing. Like, there was one of the meals you could get, and you'd get like a free Viennetta with it. And it was a whole thing. But I don't think that they do that anymore. Oh wow. If you had a wife this Christmas, thanks for the reminder that I don't, what would you want her to get you for Christmas? Oh God. I don't know. I mean, I think I'm probably quite difficult to buy for, because every time someone asks me what I want, I just say, I don't know. And then I never elaborate on that. They'll say, oh, we'll have a think about it then. And then I don't have a think about it, and I don't say. And so it gets to Christmas and they're basically just flying blind because I haven't said to anybody what I actually want. So whoever she is, my God, she's got a terrible task in front of her. I have always, you know, and perhaps it's, you know, movies I've watched, or, you know, all the adverts you see on TV and all that, you know, but I have this kind of very traditional sort of desire when it comes to, you know, the gifts that I would want from a romantic partner. There is a part of me that very much would like for, sorry, I'm just getting some wrapping paper here. For somebody to get me, you know, all of the fancy things that you see, you know, in adverts around Christmas time, you know. Oh, get the lady in your life this perfume, or this, you know, this bracelet or something. I've always wanted that. And so something like that, actually. I know that sounds really, really shallow and stupid, but I don't know. I just kind of have this fantasy of, you know, just being a little bit spoiled, maybe just for a little bit as a treat, you know, and having somebody who will, you know, buy me, you know, some perfume, some diamonds, something like that. Not diamonds. No one's gonna buy me diamonds, but it could, you know what, it could happen. Somebody could do that. I'll have to, I don't know, find some rich guy who works in the city or something. But no, I mean, I'll just buy my own diamonds, it's fine. But yeah, you know, just, you know, those kinds of, I mean, I know that for some people, they kind of see it as like a thoughtless, you know, almost soulless gift, you know. Oh, you know, what do you get your wife when you don't listen to her? Generic gifts like perfume and jewellery, you know, that's sort of shiny and inoffensive, you know. But I don't know, I would find it quite flattering in a sense, and I feel very special. So future wife, if you are out there, just you know, one year, just get me stuff like that. It doesn't have to be super expensive, because honestly, I don't know nothing about nothing. I'm not going to be able to tell if you've got, you know, something a bit cheap. I won't know. You know, you don't need to worry about that. I'm not exactly a connoisseur. So, you know, I'm just saying, maybe just treat me like a princess just once, because, you know, that would be nice for me, and I've never really had that, so, you know, I can't lie, it would thrill me just a little bit. This is the last one. Will you, me, be watching Charles give his first Christmas speech as king? Will I fuck? Absolutely not. That man is not being broadcast in my house. Absolutely not. No. I have no interest in anything he has to say. I said this last year about the Queen's speech, but I don't know, I guess for some people there's a bit of a novelty about the fact that it's his first time doing it, you know, because it's obviously his first time as king. I have seen quite a few like theories about, you know, oh, what, you know, what if the Queen pre-recorded one? No. She absolutely wouldn't have, I don't think. So there are some people kind of hoping that they'll just skip Charles for this year and just put on like a pre-recorded one from the Queen. I don't see that happening. It would be quite interesting if they did, but they could bring back the deep fake Queen, because okay, so on Channel 4, right? On Channel 4, they do an alternate Christmas message, and they did one a few years ago where they used deepfake technology to like have the Queen doing their Christmas message, and it was kind of creepy but kind of cool. Very Black Mirror, which makes sense because obviously Black Mirror, for those that don't know, was originally a Channel 4 show. And it was really interesting and really cool. So they could bring back the deepfake Queen and have her do it instead of Charles. But yeah, I have no interest in anything that Charles has to say, because I mean, you know, I've never really found the Christmas message from the monarch to be of any interest to me, because it's just like 10 minutes of fluff. It's a person who lives in a palace and has all of their needs taken care of by servants and, you know, fucking ladies in waiting or whatever. Never has to worry about money, never has to worry about, you know, their job prospects, never has to worry about whether there's going to be food on the table or not. Someone like that sitting there and being like, oh, well, we've all had a hard year. Right, but some people's hard year is harder than others, darling, all right? And I understand, you know, Charles has probably had a rough year, sure. You know, he's gone through some things, but I've no interest in seeing him just sitting there and acting as if we've all gone through the same. I just don't. And I'll have no interest next year or the year after that or the year after that. It doesn't help as well that he's not a particularly engaging or interesting speaker. And it also doesn't help that everything we know about the man is that he's a complete bastard. So, Team Diana. No, I'm kidding. I mean, I'm kidding, but I'm not. Like, obviously, I know that The Crown is not a documentary, but I was talking to someone about that the other day, and they said the thing that's interesting is, yes, The Crown's not, you know, it's not reality, but the reality and a lot of interactions between them was worse than what you'd see on The Crown. So they actually got off pretty fucking lightly on that little television show, which I think is quite interesting. You know, and I've no interest in the man. You know, I think there's something frightfully undignified about wandering around with your little charmed life as if you deserve it. Like, I just have no respect for it, to be honest. So no. I will not be listening to Charles do his little fucking Christmas message. The only old man that I will be listening to on Christmas Day is my granddad and maybe Cliff Richard, and that's that. Right now, all I want for Christmas is some diamonds, maybe a mansion, and something sweet and simple like a lion, with toasty sheets and a duvet that holds me as if she is deeply in love. But as time goes on, and I count down on my calendar, I imagine I will settle for baking a batch of botched cookies as the radio blares our favourite songs, and you blurt out that this year you are truly happy. Your hand in mine as the sun sets on Christmas Eve, candles in a cold but cozy living room, a sweet and simple kiss and someone to wake up with. I think that something like that could be the greatest gift I've ever received. As a wise woman once said, I've got enough material shit, I just want a Christmas kiss with you. Now, that woman wasn't wise. She was actually kind of a dumb bitch. But in that one moment, she had a thought that made sense. The woman was me. Oh, God. I don't know that I've cut enough wrapping paper. Oh, my God. I don't want to be here. When will the Christmas elves return from war and do this for me? Like, serious question. One of the things that is constantly on my mind is the idea that, you know, Christmas is this materialistic, insane thing, and, you know, you should just be happy with love and, you know, things like that. At the moment, as it stands, I've no one to love in that sense anyway. But kind of alright with that, actually. I think I'm kind of in this era of, you know, becoming ready for that, you know. I feel like something bigger is coming, and you know, I've got a few, you know, little moments of romance that have occurred this year, and I think, well, maybe. But nothing concrete. I am not. Oh, God. Do you know what? She says, interrupting herself again. I was at the shops yesterday and I saw these things that they were called tape dots, and basically they're like sellotape but like pre-cut, I guess. And I thought to myself, I should get those because I always have a kerfuffle with the sellotape. But then I thought, no, just get regular sellotape, you'll be fine. I'm not fine. I'm just not. Where was I? Yes, so, you know, I've had like a couple little, you know, nice moments, but nothing solid. And I don't know. I kind of feel like in the new year something's going to happen with that, which would be nice. And maybe that's what I need. You know, because I am. I am, in a sense, still adjusting in many ways in my life. You know. Still got a lot that's on my mind. I kind of. Dropped the present, but it's fine. I'm kind of giving myself a little space, you know, it's okay, don't put pressure on yourself. You don't need to be deeply in love and preparing for marital bliss just because it's Christmas. You can just be, you know, going through the motions a little. It's all right. It'll be fine. There's always the new year. And I used to hate New Year. But now, I think there's a little chance I might start to like it. Because, well, it's hopeful, isn't it? You know? Something's coming. And it might be good. And I'll be all right regardless. And I kind of like that.
Thanks for joining me on today's Christmas special, and I hope that wherever you are and however you celebrate, you have a magical and wonderful holiday season. I'd like to thank my lovely Patreon supporters, Amanda, Kylie, Melissa, Anna, Sam, Katie, Christina, Josie, Gabriella, David, and Eleanor. I love you guys, and I'll be back soon with a new episode, but for now, happy holidays and things.